The process to help refugees resettle in the Syracuse area could be a little easier on the people and families that have come from places such as Sudan, Bosnia, and other troubled countries. A study by the Onondaga Citizens League suggests a one-stop location for the various services needed would help. The Gifford Foundation's Heidi Holt says the services needed by the individuals and families moving in could go more smoothly.
If we could establish a one-stop shop or a single refugee assistance center, and the case managers from the agencies would have office space there, and the police might have office hours, and the community-based associations made up of the refugee groups could have offices there. So the refugees would have sort of a single location to come to.
Holtz helped chair the study and says an alliance is already meeting.
Refugee leaders, this would be the agencies, this would be the police, it would be the school district, literacy, jobs, health, all the people we kind of touched upon in the study, and Gifford Foundation is convening that group.
Holt says the two main resettlement agencies already work together well, but there could be better awareness raised of the people and cultures coming into our community. Holtz found the experiences of the refugees themselves varies.
Many of the refugees themselves have said they feel extremely welcomed here. And in fact, we have refugees who are settled elsewhere in the country and leave their original site of resettlement to come to Syracuse. Then there are the anecdotal stories about populations that are questioned and challenged more.
The World at Our Doorstep study is at OnondagaCitizensLeague.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.